And on Fridays, we take a look at the stories that are getting attention on social media. This next conversation is a tough one. It's about sexual assault, so if you're around children, it may not be appropriate. Femi Okay hosts The Stream, a social media and news show on Al Jazeera English. And Femi, there's a lively conversation online right now about rape and sexual assault. It was started by comedian Margaret Cho. She's coming out with a new album about wanting to kill the person who raped her. So could you fill us in?
Absolutely. Most artists, when they have a new album, a new song coming up, you're used to them campaigning. They might go on a few chat shows, do a couple of interviews. What Margaret Cho has chosen to do is something deeply painful and personal. So her album and her new song is coming out in about a week's time from now. And she decided to launch a hashtag called 12 Days of Rage, and basically wanting people to talk about their sexual assaults, their rapes, get them out of the silent zone so that they don't feel guilty or embarrassed. She kicked off with her own story about when she was raped at the age of 14. And she's been posting little snippets of that story every day.
And we actually have some of that video. Let's listen to it.
I saw the man who raped me when I was 14, probably again when I was about 17, at a taping of my first TV show. And I had performed, and it was really wonderful, and the crowd had emptied out, and he just was there. He was falling down drunk, and he looked me in the eyes, and he didn't say anything, and I didn't say anything.
Femi, difficult stuff. What's the reaction been?
Well, usually when you post something on YouTube, on social media, the comment section, usually the comment section from hell. So, Peter, you played that little clip of Margaret Cho's YouTube channel, and I scoured to see any haters. And the sort of reaction that I was seeing underneath the YouTube snippets of Margaret Cho telling each day a little snippet of her sexual assault, her rape story. Here's an example of this. This is from Flamingo Williams. You were so brave to stay there even for a second. Keep on going, beautiful Margaret. So there's a lot of an amazing sort of support out there on Twitter and online. This one's from Tamar Q. Babash. For all the bad that can be said about Twitter, it allows for some poignant, necessary dialogue. But there's a but, Peter. You can ask me what the but is.
Go ahead, please. But
all right. The pushback is here. It's been called rape hysteria, not a healthy exercise. How will it help real rape survivors by publicly sharing their story? And Twitter's interesting because you have a very public space, but you also are posting very personal things. So you get to air very publicly a personal and very painful story there. People are beginning to question, is that appropriate? Is that an appropriate place to do this?
Well, and here's my bit of skepticism as well. Margaret Cho is trying to promote her new video.
It's a campaign.
Yeah.
Yes, it's a campaign to launch a video and a song by Margaret Cho. But the video and the song is about her rape experience. And maybe this is the most appropriate way to actually have that conversation and talk about that upcoming video.
That's Femi Okay. She hosts The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Thanks very much for speaking with us.
You're very welcome.